This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
The Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 13th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. The Minneapolis City Council on Friday unanimously approved a pledge to seek the replacement of its police department with a so-called community-led public safety system amid a pressure campaign spearheaded by Black Lives Matter activists and far-left Democrats to defund law enforcement in the wake of protests and riots over George Floyd's death. This is a Breitbart story. Good luck with that. Taking your phone calls all this hour. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Tony in Chicago, then Daryl in Canada coming up. Tony, how you doing today? Thanks for the phone call.
Oh, yeah, no. How am I doing? Totally miserable because we're in a communist revolution, okay? But the bottom line, the reason I called, or there's a couple reasons, the normies that you mentioned, okay, the white ones, they're the ones around here, they're out by the tens of thousands, okay, protesting for their racial suicide, okay? Wow. And that's a fact. The protests are still going on all over this area. They're heavily white in many instances. The BLM terrorists are going out in the white suburbs, and it's scum of the earth filth. Okay, these people are human garbage up here. This white, I'm not going to say white trash, but they're mentally ill. They're out there with them protesting for their racial suicide. Because that's what the normies are doing. And then when you go down to large sections of Chicago, these black terrorists have totally burned them out, looted large sections of their own areas and a good some areas of downtown. And that's what these mentally ill white people here are celebrating. Yeah, burn it all down. Please kill me. Okay, I repent for my racism and my white guilt, and these BLMs people are deities. And I'm not exaggerating at all. That's what's going on here. And, I mean, I knew that in our Jones campaign when I was out trying to tell this filth and scum that these Jews are burning down their churches in the Holy Land, and I gave them the proof, and they didn't care, and they go to church wholesale big time. And they couldn't give me the time of the day. So white America is totally shot up here, okay? Anyway, I want to, but that's not going to stop me from lashing out against them and this BLM, this Antifa terrorist communist. We're starting that today. Just wanted to, okay, you go to Vaccine Hoax, okay, VACCINEHoax.com. You go to War on Whites. You go to that page. We got a little publicity on NBC Channel 5. It wasn't directly to this site, but, you know, this site is affiliated with Eurofolk Radio, okay? And when the blacks are torching this city and looting it, and there's miles and miles of boarded-up stores and everything, okay, the mainstream Jews media, they're attempting to blame white supremacists for the whole thing. But they did come out and say that the hate groups, these white supremacist hate groups, there's no evidence that we're behind this. But, you know, they don't want to point the finger at themselves, who's really behind this all. And this is the Rothschild, Soros, 666 New World Order Jews.
Two, I looked at your website last week, vaccinehoax.com. I recommend everyone look at that. A lot of great videos there, a lot of great content, vaccinehoax.com. Is the Chicago, and I fully believe what you're saying. I have no doubt Tony's telling us what's happening in Chicago. Is the local city government, county government, are they just pretty much standing down and allowing this, like what we're seeing in
Seattle? Well, you know, the rioting stopped a couple weeks ago. Okay, the lesbian mayor, okay, there was a big thing about Bobby Rush, you know, that's the radical black congressman that introduced H.R. 6666, the contact tracing bill, which fortunately is going nowhere. It only has 65 co-sponsors. It's going absolutely nowhere. And then an article comes down on TruePundit.com that I didn't listen to the audio on this, but they're giving proof that Bill Gates, okay, 6 months before this whole started, was in contact with this guy to introduce that bill. See, so this is just 100% proof, which we offer on vaccinehoax.com, that not only the COVID-1984 virus situation and pandemic is a hoax, this George Floyd murder by cop video is a total hoax, and we have the videos both up there. And you have, as I said before, I'm getting too wordy here, so I just want to make one more point and just let the next caller come on. But you've got blacks, okay, that are doing videos on George Floyd. There's one. He claims they got the pictures that he attended his own funeral. Okay, there's videos of it. He attended his own funeral. Whether he exists or not, this guy may not even exist, period. But I can't go through all the details. Anyway, people need to get out. I'm going to put my what we're going to do as far as going into safe white areas. When I hang up the phone, I'm taking a shower, and we're getting out there today. We're going to be in a safe white area protesting both of these. The COVID hoax, George Floyd hoax. Come to vaccinehoax.com. Wake everybody up. But at the same time, okay, we are not going to compromise on the fact that this entire communist revolution is aimed at white America. And it is. Okay, these people want to kill us all. And it's a fact. Hey, I'm sorry. If people don't see the writing on the wall, but obviously this mentally ill trash in this city, I'm talking about white people, they don't see it because they're going out protesting with the people that want to kill them, okay? But we're going to start doing the exact opposite. I just suggest people make up signs. Go in front of your police stations in safer white areas and tell people the truth about this. There needs to be some pushback. We're in big trouble, Farron, okay? That Seattle situation, he's not doing anything about this. This is a communist revolution, and we're in big trouble. I'll let you go, okay? Thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you so much, Tony. And I wanted to say, too, Tony on the vaccinehoax.com has got some videos that I'd not seen elsewhere. And it is black people coming out against, the official narrative of the Devin Chauvin, George Floyd death. So I was there's a lot of information there that this audience will appreciate. So I recommend when you have time, check out vaccinehoax.com. Daryl in Canada, Mark and Art coming up. Daryl, how you doing today? What's on your mind? Hey, Daryl.
I went to Tony's site about 5 days ago, and yeah, he's got a lot of good stuff on there. So, and a great call as usual. Yeah, and anyone who's wondering about some of these weird decisions by the GoFundMe to do this or that, the degenerate stuff, well, just realize that their names are surrounded in three parentheses, and that will solve that problem of scratching your head. You know, the U.S. is a bit of a victim of its own niceness here when it comes to these. Not like the normies say, well, why don't somebody do something? Why don't the police do something? Why didn't the military, the National Guard? Well, the United States, and not only that, Canada here and Britain and other places, we've been railing on the Chinese, the Middle Eastern countries sometimes, the Russians, that we're complaining that they're too heavy-handed in some of their crackdowns in some of these protests, like Tiananmen Square would be an example. So we're the victims of our own niceness, and especially when it's a black involved. I mean, then it's definitely hands-off. So, and the protesters know this. I mean, it's like this is the equivalent of that old saying, give them an inch, they'll take a mile. I mean, they'll take 10 miles. So if anybody thinks that this is going to change at all, it's probably even going to get more passive. And the scumbags know that also. And, you know, and this happened for this George Floyd, this guy who put five times in prison, last time for putting a armed robbery and putting a gun to a pregnant woman, distended stomach. I mean, what kind of scumbag does that? What would happen? Just imagine. What would happen if, let's say, Jesse Jackson in Chicago or something was gunned down? Or maybe a bullet whizzed by a Secret Service agent and killed Barack Obama somewhere in Atlanta or something like that. What would happen then? Imagine the country. What would happen? The world? What would happen then? I mean, I think just for the little guy, the little black gentlemen that are going to be killed around the world that are not looked at in the right way, I think we're going to see one or two of these things every year going forward here. I don't think this is going to end anytime soon. They're just looking for an excuse, and as I just mentioned, they know they have pretty much carte blanche unless they do absolutely outrageous things, just like they arrested one lady, I think. I think one person got arrested in Seattle in the last few days because she torched five police cars. She would have been okay if she only torched one or two, probably. But since she torched five, then they actually made the big step to arrest her. That's what it's coming to. You're going to have to do something just outrageous to be arrested. And as far as, like, Varun, you're talking about, and it's been talked about, like, the last 5 years fairly seriously, and the last two, really, about reparations for slavery. Actually, I'm kind of laughing in kind of a backhanded way because people, it's coming. I mean, it may not happen if Joe Biden wins, you know, that ball's really going to start rolling, and it might even happen by 2023 or something. But even if Donald Trump wins, that'll be put off. And even if Tucker Carlson, let's say, wins in 2024 and goes to 2032, in 2032-33, the demographics are showing that not too many Republicans are going to be elected. And even if they are, they're mostly cucks unless we get Tucker. Reparations are a fait accompli, folks. I mean, it's like holding the dam back. It's just a matter of time. And not only that, the 25 million by that time might be 35 million illegal aliens from Central America and some of these Chinese and all these other visa state overstays. They're going to be too. So I know it's a very horrible thing to realize, but you know, it's almost like, what's the difference? You might as well just throw your hands up and say, go ahead, even though you don't want to, but it's going to happen anyway. It's just a matter of time with the demographics.
Well, and, you know, you've made several great points. One, I think Joe Biden is going to come out at some point. It may be a couple months away, or it may be tomorrow. I don't know. And try to string together a few syllables, and he's going to say he's for reparations and try to solidify the black vote behind him the best he can going into November. Whether he does it or not will be inconsequential. I'm with you, though. We've heard this talk for so long, and you probably heard what I just reported on California's legislature's already started the process and passed that. Let me ask you this, Darryl. We don't get, I personally don't get a lot of reporting out of Canada. Now, are you guys seeing these same George Floyd protests in the bigger cities or no?
Well, not to the scale, of course, but we had a one in Montreal that turned kind of violent a couple weeks ago. And then there was this one in Toronto that was based on, I don't know if not too many people down there heard. This just goes to the extent of how white people are demonized, not only in the United States, it might even be worse up here. There was a story about this girl and lady in her mid-20s. She was living with her mom. Her mom's about 50, I guess, in this high-rise apartment. And they called the police because the daughter was threatening to harm herself. She had some mental issues, apparently. So they called the police. The police showed up. They were both in the hallway when the police came. So the young lady went into the apartment, and the police told the mother to stay in the hallway. We'll take care of it. So they followed her into the apartment, and a minute later, the lady was out the window, 24 floors to her death. And so that was a very easy conclusion to make for these race baiters, that the police threw her out. The police, after for 1 minute knowing her, threw her out the window. Meanwhile, she was suicidal when they called her, right? This is the extent of how much they want to go to blame whites for everything under the sun. And you made a good point just a little while ago, Farron, that all of these large cities have all the demographics that fit, you know, the liberal situations, but that's not enough. Nothing will be enough.
That's exactly right, Darryl. It doesn't matter. We've already, if you think back, you know, and I'm 53, so I've lived through this generation, and if you think back of all of the concessions that's been made to try to level the playing field, and yet here we've got, in my opinion, the worst racial division of my entire lifetime. All of that's been a complete failure. I said last week that this utopian dream of some kind of racial harmony where everybody comes along and sings Kumbaya is a pipe dream. It's an unobtainable utopia. You're putting together the clash of civilizations, and then you're standing back and acting shocked and surprised that it doesn't work. And you know, of course, there's no discussion of segregation. That cannot be. And of course, there's absolutely no discussion of having a merit-based system and eliminating all of this reverse discrimination. So, we really do find ourselves in quite the conundrum.
Yes, exactly. And also, you mentioned earlier something that the police are going to stand down probably even more in the future. You're probably going to see more takeovers of cities like Portland. A great city like that is going to get taken over in the middle if something's not done here. It's just to encourage people, Salt Lake City, even Philly, Baltimore is going to start on the East Coast. So what's going to happen is the normies that you invited over, you and others are doing lawfully are going to be the police in the future, and the police were going to find out that eventually, you know what, the normies that are going to take care of their families are the only people that are going to do the policing, and that might wake them up in the future. I don't know, but you're going to see a lot more confrontations between mostly blacks, some whites, I guess, and Hispanics, mestizos, whatever, that are going to be shot at doorsteps and on front yards, and it's just going to, you know, and I can't blame the whites, because the whites are probably going to be, and Asians too, because you don't see any Asians, actually, East Asians, by the way, in any of these protests, hardly. They're with us on this one. You're going to see them being a little itchier on the trigger when it comes to this situation, because they know they don't have backup, and they might be on hold on 911 or get a recorded announcement when these guys are coming up their driveway. So that's in the future too. So there you go.
That's in the future, Daryl, and decent people of any race. This is not a racist remark, but decent, law-abiding, God-fearing people are not going to want to go be police officers in this country anymore. So that's going to lead to a more corruption in the police while they're claiming that they're fighting corruption. So, hey, great phone call. Thank you so much, Daryl. Thank you so much.
Great show. Thank you.
1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Mark in Philly, then we got Art in Georgia. Art, stay there. I'm going to get to you. Mark, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Thank you, Farron, for being there. If you'll remember, Farron, it was some time ago when I brought up the subject of mesmerization, the mesmerization of the human mind, the mesmerization of the American mind, and are we not facing that now? We are in psychological warfare. And the thing is, this guy that we hope would do the right thing, and we keep counting on him to do the right thing and standing up and going on through, but he just stops right at the edge. And he's kind of holding us in suspended animation psychologically. And I really don't like that. But we keep hoping and praying that he's going to, you know, take the right step. And I'm talking about Trump, of course. But here's the thing. You know, our founding city of our country was Philadelphia, and I believe our founding state of our nation was Virginia. Well, they've already compromised Philadelphia big time a long time ago, and they've infiltrated, and they're managing it. And now it seems like they're compromising Virginia, and along with that, the big one was the Second Amendment. Anyway, I wanted to share this with you that they're going after Jefferson's statue. Now, in the University of Missouri, which is the first public university west of the Mississippi, the family of Jefferson, after Missouri was established and that university started, the family decided to move the burial memorial for Jefferson to the University of Missouri because it was the first university west of Mississippi, which our great Jefferson was the one who created, you know, negotiated that Louisiana Purchase, which was incredible. He was a genius. So I said, look, they're going to go after Jefferson at some point, and they're already starting. The students at that university, 2,250, have signed a petition, and it's led by this young black kid. He doesn't even get it that if it wasn't for Jefferson, there would be quite a delay, if any at all, of public universities, because Jefferson created the public university system. So they can't even appreciate that. But we have to know that these major metropolitan areas, these major cities in the United States, how many of them are run by blacks? A whole lot of them. Now, do you think, now, some of them might have earned, through their abilities and talents, might have earned those positions, but I think they've been appointed by the group behind it. So
hold on to that thought, Mark, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Then we've got Art and Brian coming up. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
In the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I got Mark in Philly, Art in Georgia, Brian in Washington coming up. You know, Mark, not only are they wanting to take down these various statues, there's a story in the New York Times. They want to change the names of 10 U.S. Army installations. They want to take down the Washington Monument. What is the monument? 555 feet tall. And Pelosi this past week said there was 11 statues. Now, I may be wrong. I think they're in the Capitol. I think they're in the rotunda of the Capitol, but they're somewhere on the grounds there, if I'm incorrect, on the rotunda, that she wants removed. So look at how this one event has given these politicians and the media the knee-jerk reaction to try to make their liberal wet dream come true. Go ahead.
Yeah, on that note, those statues represent, and some of them, okay, a few of them might be questionable, but most of them, I think, represent the basis for why we exist as a free, supposedly free nation, and that would be dissent. The right to say no, the right to say no, the right to say no and mean it. And on that note, I would say that we need to practice saying no right here, right now, in little ways, and get it bigger. These governors are acting like dictators, shutting down these businesses, and that really ticks me off. I don't know about you, Farron, but it's ticking me off because these restaurateurs, and my family was in the restaurant business, and you know, the local mom and pop cafes are really a, you know, they're really a really good thing for communities, for our, you know, so are for our neighbors and everything. So, and that's where we get together and we talk about stuff, right? Well, that's shut down then, huh? Yeah, these statues, they represent dissent. They represent the people that say, well, no, we see it differently, and we're going to stand for something different, like Robert E. Lee. Jefferson had a lot of dissent as well. And by the way, my sense of it is that I think that somehow they offered him the ambassadorship to France at the time when they knew that they were, you know, that they were putting together the Constitution. He created the Declaration of Independence, and if he'd have been involved directly while over here instead of being over in France, our Constitution might be even more solid than what it is. It does have some gaps in it, now we've trusted our government, we've trusted these officials, and we keep having that. But we got to stop that. We got to say, look, the line in the sand is not. We're not moving it anymore. We're not going to let you move it anymore. You know, you're doing wrong, and this is it. And going to stand up for something or not. So. With that, I encourage all the listeners to really contemplate, really think this through and say, well, you know, how can I say no where I'm at? Because apathy is the greatest thing to fear, apathy, where a person doesn't care about nothing, including themselves. And that's what they're trying to drive us to apathy. Just give up, surrender. Give up, because, you know, you might as well give up. I'm not giving up, Aaron, and I don't think you are either. So thank you for being here, and thank you for daring to ask the important questions and daring us to stay on the leading edge of what's really going on.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Mark. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And Art, the break's going to get you, but I'm going to hold you over. Brian, you stay there. We'll get to you. Art, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Man, not bad, man. In the short time I have before the break, the only thing I can say to Tom Arnold is, fortunate for you that we're on the radio, because there's no radio friendly way I can respond to you other than to say, you fat piece of turd, if that's how you really feel, I invite you to bring it the hell on, you and anybody like you.
Amen. How about they got to borrow the guns, Art? They got to borrow the guns. He said that in his tweet. He's going to try to borrow some guns.
What kind of chump turd bullcrap is that? I mean, seriously, you got to borrow. You're so anti-gun, you got to borrow a gun. Really? Seriously? We're going to take you serious, Tommy boy? The guy who you've got multiple charges against you over the years for domestic violence. All of your exes have had to take out restraining warrants against you? Seriously? Dude, you need to get real, brother. And I tell you what, you really need to lose some weight. And I invite you to come take an exercise session with me, because I'll beat some of that fat off of you, you fat turd.
And there was others in anyway, that tweet series, Art, that went along with it. They were wanting to do that. But go ahead.
Oh, well, I invite any of them to come try it. I mean, just bring it the hell on, because I am not gun-shy at all. You know, but I really called about this whole Chaz thing. I used to know a guy named Chaz a long time ago. And he was a turd, too. But if you look at what's happening, and this struck me the other day. I don't even know why it didn't hit me before the whole Chaz thing began. But after the Chaz thing started, when they created this Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, it hit me. Where else have we seen this, Aaron?
Would you be referring to, like, the Occupy Wall Street movement?
Well, yeah, along that lines. But doesn't this look more like what the Taliban has done?
Yeah.
There's the break.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, we've got Bert and then Brian, and that's it right now for callers. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alternative Media, taking your phone calls. I'm joined by Art in Georgia. You know, Art, we're supposed to deny reality while they rewrite history. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think. I want to see how this is going to play out, because I'm curious. I generally am not off too far off the mark when I make my predictions. Look back at what happened after the United States helped Pakistan, helped Afghanistan push Russia out. You saw the warring factions of warlords and tribal chiefs taking place until the Taliban emerged supreme. Don't be surprised if we start seeing massive gang violence throughout the Seattle area, throughout that particular area, of each faction trying to take power and trying to take control. Now, here's what I would do. Okay, first of all, shame on the police for not standing their ground. I would have put people up on top of buildings, and I would have started shooting every one of them sorry pieces of turd. Every single one of them that got out of line trying to take over whatever, I would have shot and killed every damn one of them. I would not have given up my precinct. Shame on you. And the only reason why this happened was go back and see what happened with Minneapolis when they got away with lighting fire to the police departments there, to the police precinct there. When they got away with that, that told everybody across the country it's okay to do whatever because there's not going to be any accountability held. Now we see what's happened. They've taken Seattle's taken it to the next step where they've literally taken over Capitol Hill. So here's how I would address this issue if I were Inslee, which Inslee doesn't have any backbone, so he won't do it. All right, but I would immediately, all cell towers surrounding that area, I would shut them down. No calls in, no calls out. I would completely disrupt all internet service within that area. No emails in, no emails out. I would not allow any law enforcement of any kind to respond to any call, whether it be rape, whatever it is. I would not allow any officer to go into that area, and I would let everybody in there know, when you have had enough, you let us know. We will come in, and we will deal with these people. But as long as you want to play this game, you are on your damn own. And Donald Trump, you sorry, coward, chicken shit, piece of garbage. How dare you sit there in your ivory tower in Washington and allow this to go on and watch as this country is torn apart and not do a damn thing? You ought to step down now. If you ain't got the guts to do your damn job, get the hell out of the people's house. Sorry, Farron, but this is pissing me off.
Oh, well, it's quite a recipe to infuriate one, and I think that's part of it, too, and I can't blame you one bit. And that's really a definitely a good scenario to lay out to handle it. It's certainly one perspective. Well, thank you so much, Art. I'm getting more phone calls, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Brian in Washington. Then we got Barbara in Georgia coming up. Brian, how you doing? What part of Washington are you in?
Olympia, 60 miles south of Seattle.
Go ahead.
So we have a pretty pivotal thing coming up, and RBN is involved. With your permission, from June 8th, could I play a two-minute announcement involving Lark in Texas, Nikki, and John Stadtmiller? So I think I'd love to comment after it, because what we got going is what I've been living. I was born in Seattle. I've been living with this forever. It's a division between two groups that hate each other, just like Art was just involved with, and I'd hate to see you perpetuating this Hegelian division. And I think what's about to go down this week with Lark, who I know you know his beliefs, we're very interested to see, is he ready to bow down to John Stadtmiller and change his mind? And this will make more sense if you just allow me to play this 2 minutes into the phone, please.
Okay, hey, this clip, it's RBN friendly. It's nothing, you know, no profanity that's going to be any issue or anything. As long as it's friendly, go ahead.
Wow. Is going to be Lark Cumby and Nicky Rapana. And that's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it's going to be different this time. I explained to Lark. It's going to be different this time because you were trying to explain communitarianism to people and they were yawning. They didn't see the need for this. You know, well, we know the problems are and blah, 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 blah. They weren't listening. They completely tuned it out. Here again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know when required information, required reading, so to speak, is necessary, and I put it out there, and it was pretty much flatly rejected. Now, as the owner of this network, and picking and choosing the programming and the content, I'm not done talking. Why is he clearing his throat? At any rate, I'll finish up here in a second, Steve. There are reasons why I do things. And what I'd asked Lark to do, I said, now, Brett Baer on Sunday afternoon, on Fox Business Channel actually did an hour segment on socialism and what it looks like, and Hello America, Welcome to Socialism. So now it's starting to partially be talked about in mainstream media. And I'd ask Lark, I said, use the present-day comparisons to your extensive research, which is voluminous, folks, and I mean voluminous. This will shed a little different light on his information, and he's more than happy to do this. He's excited about doing it, and so am I. Okay, Steve.
Okay, so that was June 8th, National Intel, Hour 1 at 35 minutes, if anybody wants to hear that. I've heard John Stadtmiller say to Lark when he calls in, I'll help you write the book. But I think what John is saying, but please get off my broadcast. I don't want to hear about this community thing. And yet, here we have the mayor of Seattle talking about community. And the governor, we're all in this together. Communitarianism needs to be exposed for what it is. Everybody needs to be using it and opposing it. Contra, opposed to. You know, I'd like to just get back to my little thing, but we're being played here. I'm going to have a urban growth boundary, a smart city expansion, keep me from having my little garden and tending to, you know, I contrast someplace like the Jordan Valley, and it is desolate. It's the driest place on earth. It's right next to Israel, but they figure out a way to make swales and collect water and through permaculture figure out a way to survive there, but their funding is pulled. I want to have not a Big L libertarian have the government get out of my life. I want to be left alone by them, but we're going to have to work cooperatively together. I love to put up hay with my mates, and that's not the big round bale harvesting of hay, one guy. They do the same thing with logging. What used to be a six-guy crew, now some 80-year-old guy running a machine by himself is feller bunching. I like people, but we're being corralled and pushed into you're either a every man for themselves or you're part of the community. We got to figure this stuff out, Farron, and I'm hoping that this week coming up with Lark and Nikki, if they choose to do it. I don't know how Lark could, if that's going to be the deal John is going to cut. You're welcome to a comment on what I'm saying.
Well, I didn't know any of that was going on, but I mean, I know Lark gets to fill in for John. I know he filled in one night last week, I believe, so he does get the platform. I'm glad that he does. So I'm going to move on from Miss Bryant. I've got all the calls I'll be able to take now for the rest of the broadcast. I want to give everybody some time. So you were able to play that clip, and I'm all for the people need to come together and work together aspect that you're preaching, because that's a much better situation than we've got depending on these big box stores and putting up with these shortages. And still to this day around here, you can't buy toilet paper. It's insane. Let's go to Barbara in Georgia. Then we got Miles in Maine. Miles, I'll get to you. Barbara, thanks for holding all this time. You're on.
Okay. Thank you, Farron. And what I wanted to contribute this morning, I learned about some photographs that were printed in Breitbart earlier this month and also back in May. And I'm sure, I don't know if everybody in the audience remembers the original Black Panthers with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and all the mischief and crud that they've created back in the 60s. But now there's a chapter of new Black Panthers that are showing themselves here in Atlanta and in down in Brunswick. And so anyway, they were photographed in the middle of the city of Atlanta, and then not too far from me in Decatur with a girl that reminded me of Patty Hearst carrying an AK-47. And then there was a photograph of a motorcycle. I'm calling them a brigade or an army. It was a huge number. They were all riding the same style of cycle, meaning that they were obviously provided that equipment. And they rode into Brunswick with the idea of doing nothing more than intimidating the population and the police department, of course, and the city's government. And then there was a photograph of a large man who was carrying what I think was an AK-47 or even a larger caliber weapon on the same street where the shooting happened. I don't remember the name of the person that was shot, nor do I remember the name of the people that were accused of shooting him. So anyway, because I just really don't care. All right, but all it does is try to create friction, and it does a pretty good job of it, because I called the police department down there and Glenn County. I also tried to get in touch with that idiot Hank Johnson's office. And they didn't, of course, he didn't respond. I was wondering if his bill, H.R. 5717, would apply to those individuals that were walking all over Atlanta carrying those weapons, and I have yet to hear from him. But anyway, the lady that responded to me down in Glenn said that this is an open carry state, and that if you wanted to go down the street with a cannon, that would be legal. And I thought, well, I'm sure if I did that, or anybody of our anybody who is a white individual were to go around brandishing that kind of weaponry, that we would be confronted. Finally, tomorrow is Flag Day, and with all this controversy about the Confederate soldiers and the monuments in our history, where I live, I'm not far from the mountain, and I know that our governor has already settled it as far as the issue goes about destroying monuments. It's not going to happen. But I put up my Confederate flag, and I fully expected somebody to yank it down. But it's been up there, and it's staying up there, and I'm not bringing it down. And I'm going to put up some more. There's something else people might consider, and that is this. Most individuals don't know what the Revolutionary War and pre-Revolutionary War flags are. That would be one way to educate your neighbors, those that have at least or have a little curiosity. There's a lot of, those Revolutionary War flags are exactly what they mean. You know what I'm saying, and I want to warn people not to allow themselves to be baited by all this, I hear it in your callers, the Hegelian dialectic and being drawn into wanting to do this, that, and the other. That's what the globalists want. Don't forget. If you recall, our government, different agencies, bought billions of
rounds of ammunition.
Right, hollow point. That stuff's not going to go unused. They want us to start shooting at each other, and then they're going to come in and clean it up. So we have to remember that it's the government that is our enemy and not each other. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You know, I had a caller last night that brought up the fact about these shootings, and he had the archive where I covered it, I guess, back in 2016. But the shooting of the five cops in Texas, and isn't it interesting? You saw no follow-up to that. They didn't Trayvon Martin that, where they followed the court cases of any of that, because it didn't fit the narrative that they want to project on the people. Miles, stay with me. We're coming up on the break. You'll be the first caller when we come back after the break. Miles in Maine. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
On the alternative media, we're joined by Miles in Maine. Thank you for holding. Miles, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I love Art. Art's an awesome call, full of knowledge, and we could use another 200 million just like him. But, you know, Farron, I can't understand
the complicity with these people constantly blaming Trump, from the way I understood his call. I mean, he's blaming Trump for these uprisings, and Trump's a coward. Well, first of all, Trump's not a coward, or we'd be in war in the Middle East 10 times over. I don't know if you agree or don't agree.
Well, I think,
but Trump's not a coward.
I think Art's coming from the standpoint that since the mayor and the city government there in Seattle is not handling this, that Trump should. I'm pretty
sure. Okay, wait a minute. But here's the problem, Aaron. Why are these people there always, and guys like Art on Trump? If it wasn't for Trump, we'd be in huge, much worse problem than this. How come Art doesn't identify the governors of the state? How come Art doesn't say these governors are cowards? I don't think Art's statement was well thought out. Because Trump is not a coward. If Trump was a coward, we'd be in the war in the Middle East. We wouldn't have all these judicial appointments, and we wouldn't have any of this stuff. Prayer going back into the schools and any of these agendas that Trump has tried to reach. The guy's fighting the world, the planet, the media, the communists, the Democrats, the Republicans, the socialists, the Marxists. I mean, who do they think he is? He's not God. He's doing the best, and he is the best that we can come up with. Period. End of story. Now, would I agree about with Art? If these people want to come to wherever they want to come to, then people have the right to defend themselves and their life up to and including deadly force. If that's what they want, you know what I mean? Nobody knows your territory like you, or nobody should. So if they come and they get wiped out, you know what? Then perhaps a dramatic, awesome, and decisive show of force might be something to dissuade them from anything future like this. And it may even dissuade them from making these absurd and ridiculous claims. And it just could put this genie back in the bottle.
Art probably does think the governor of Washington is a coward, but I don't know if you're going to get the genie back in the bottle. But you can argue that, you know, obviously Trump was much better than Hillary. I think everybody, though, and you may disagree with this, Miles, but I think everybody hoped that Trump would be able to surround himself with a little better group of people than he chose to pick. And in my opinion, Trump should have cleaned house as soon as he took office, and that was one of the worst mistakes he made, was leaving all these Obama holdovers. Your opinion?
Okay, that's true, Art, but we don't know the contemplation that Trump was under. What if they told him, you get rid of these people, and this is what we're going to do to you. This is what we're going to do to your kids. If you want to stay here and you want to try and govern the best you can, but you take any of these people out, and that's the difference. Now, Trump is trying to do it. Trump has been urging this Justice Department to get to the bottom of these people, to get to Hillary, Comey,
Clapper. It just moves too slow to suit everybody. I know it does me, but we got music. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call, Miles. We're out of time. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.